I'm Danny.
And I'm Althea.
And we are
DNA Live, baby.
What's going on, everybody out there?
Okay, so first of all, you take the
So first off, ladies and gentlemen, I want to congratulate Miss Althea for coming an A&R on Block Runners Entertainment, the major label, baby. Let's give it up. Artists is definitely tuning in and definitely listen now because I got an A&R with me now. So, you know, I know she's blushing right now because she knows A&R right now, ladies and gentlemen, right next to me for major labels, you know. And it's funny because now DNA can actually get artists signed to labels.
Right. And I want to thank Boy Dirty, obviously, the CEO and owner of Block Runners, Sadie, my girl, and the whole family. You know, I mean, you got Ty, you got King Jacob, Mathematics, DJ Ace, She Robinson. You know, it's just that they're just such a great bunch of people that are such great individuals and all in the music industry with their own facets of what it is that they do. And I'm just, you know, I'm just humbled to be a part of that. So thank you so much.
And everybody right now listening to the DNA app as well as Toronto, Canada, right now, put it up, please.
Toronto.
Listen to us right now inside Toronto. You already know, 8 to 9 o'clock p.m., ladies and gentlemen. It feels so good to know that we're international and we have an A&R next to me.
Oh, God.
And let's get it, ladies and gentlemen. You already know on that DNA Radio 93.7. Put it up. And you already know, Major and Power.
Yeah, there we go. I know, it's just crazy to think of all the stations that we're on right now, you know, and it just keeps growing, and I am consumed at this point. I mean, and you know what the funny thing is he comes in like every other day and says, "Yo, babe, you know where we are now?" And I'm like, chill out, dude.
I hope everybody did like that debut inside Dubai last Monday.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
You know, and big shout out and in Egypt on Fridays and Saturdays.
Right.
So thank you, everybody, over there in the Nile FM 104.2, as well as LaRab 107.8 FM inside Dubai. But listen to artists right now watching me right now.
Go ahead.
We have right now going the Sunday night, independent Sunday night for independent artists.
The playlist. Is it a playlist?
No, we're explaining them on the five radio stations.
What's going on? This is Drake.
Hey, it's Tyler.
Hey, yo, it's Travis Scott.
Let's go. Calling all independent artists for Indie Sundays. Tap into any of these stations.
Turn the sound up.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody in Hot 93.7.
Okay.
Well, 95. I'm sorry. 95.8 FM.
No, I think it's 98.5. No.
Yeah, I probably got it wrong.
Yeah. Because
you know what? We're attached to LA, New York, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Big shout out to my boys in Grand Rapids, New York, and then the international station.
I mean, we're just, you know what? I'm going to have to go home and rewrite that list, okay? Because it's a little bit too much for me, but I'll get it right once in a while. But I just, you know, I'm just besides myself.
So yesterday in Chicago, we premiered.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to the girl, Sadie Star.
Mm-hmm.
In 10, go ahead.
Go ahead.
10.
I forgot it.
103.
Okay.
1013. Shout her out over there, man. And the soul, big shout out. And my homegirl on Power 92.3, Annie.
Oh, right? Auntie.
Auntie. Call her Auntie.
You always call her Auntie. Auntie.
Right? And then DNA did it. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to get yelled at.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to everybody at 88.7, The Blaze in Miami.
Oh, that's right.
We're on there too now.
Yeah,
that's live right. On here. I am so sorry, Scorpio. Don't kill me.
Don't.
Oh, yeah, yo. But listen, one more thing, and I want everybody to hear this.
Go ahead.
And this is the most important. Bring it up, the camera.
bring it up the camera. Oh my God. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I didn't put my makeup on today. God. God, say
you it. Artists need to start tuning in. You have an A&R from a major label next to you now. Okay? I know I'm a great radio host and a great radio programmer. She's watching you. She's taking notes, people. So y'all better get tuned into that, man. Definitely.
You got anything to say, Miss A&R?
Yeah, no, no. I'm just there. I should have you as my publicist. I mean, you are just really good at this. So anyway, I also wanted to give a big shout out to Boy Dirty. He just premiered his song last night at midnight, and it was pretty cool. And the name of the song is Big Steppa, and I wanted to play that right now. Big Steppa, Boy Dirty, let's do it.
You already know it's your boy, DJ Energetic Worldwide, with that boy.
Boy Dirty, baby.
Let's go.
More problems, oh no. Here I got a problem, better keep it on the low. Calm down, people, tell me where the weed at. I'm looking in the back, you know where the heat at. My girl got stitches, put it where the weed at. I'm looking in the back, you know where we be at. Talking on the lot, look, hater, we don't see that. In the club, in the streets, where you lay at. In the time, in the place, we can do that. Big stepper, hater, keep the fire on. Got a problem, but it better stand on. You talk big, but you can take a bam on.
I love that one. And you know what?
Go ahead.
Wait, let me just say something, because you know when we go on his lives, right, and we do the Rush It or Flush It.
Make sure you guys definitely tune into Block Runners on TikTok. Independent mm-hmm. artists, that is one of the major keys. You have people from major labels on there, mm-hmm. major publicists on yep. there. And again, there's a lot of people that are getting found off of the TikTok from Block Runners. So yeah. make sure you guys definitely
tune in. It's ahead, every night, right, at 9 o'clock. And you will see it. If you check out our pages as well on Instagram, you'll see the commercial as to what email to submit your MP3s or WAV files. It's on every night. You got to get in your MP3s before 5 p.m. that day, and your song will be played. And remember, it's going to be played in front of PR, publicists, A&Rs, DJs, record labels. And it's not like they're saying, oh, you're going to be signed and boom right away, you know, but it's all about the culture. It's about getting people to understand their craft and what they're doing and how to proceed in this industry, you know, creatively. And I'm just saying, you should guys to check it out. But all I was saying is what, with that song, Big Step, if it was, you know how we do the rush it or flush it? I would rush that 1,000 times. That's all I got to say.
Big Step!
So anyway.
So everybody out there, definitely listen to Us Aside, international and national. That's Big Step by your boy, Dirty.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, after this commercial break, we are going to come back with our guest. Okay, so stay tuned in for Rachel Sage. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Paradise Content Creation Studios, where your creativity finds its perfect home. Imagine a space where innovation meets inspiration at every corner. Our state-of-the-art facilities are designed to transform your ideas into extraordinary realities. Whether you're crafting cinematic masterpieces or viral content, we have it all covered. Join a community of creators who dare to dream and push the boundaries of possibility. With cutting-edge technology and a passionate team, your projects are destined for greatness. Step into a realm where every detail is meticulously crafted for your success. At Paradise Content Creation Studios, unleash the power of your imagination and watch it soar.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm back.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, please welcome to the show American pop and neo-folk artist.
Folk artist.
Okay, stop. Rachel Sage. Let's go.
I love that name, Rachel Sage.
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Wherever you are, I don't know what time it is, but...
It's okay, because I don't pay attention either, so it's all right. But you're in Los Angeles, so you're 3 hours behind here in New York.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. But in we're gonna have a good time today, aren't we?
Okay. I think we set it off already, but I'm excited for this right here.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea, because I was watching a lot of her stuff, and I mean, she's very.
I heard it when you were playing it. See, she's very quiet. And she doesn't let me like really hear it, the artist, but I heard something and I looked at her. I remember when I turned out the room, I was like, who's that? And he goes, oh, that's the woman I'm going to be interviewing.
Yeah, there we go. So the thing is that she has a band. Okay. It's not just her. She's got a band. Okay. Ooh. And it's called obviously Rachel Sage and the Sequence. So how did you get the Sequence in the band?
You can't really tell right now because I'm kind of low key. We're about to have a band rehearsal in the hotel room.
Right.
But I love Sparkle, and I've always been a bit showbiz since I was a little kid. I used to dance with New York City Ballet and do a lot of acting, and then I got into writing music, and you know, since I was 12, I've been recording and writing and producing, but you know, at the end of the day, my passion is performing these songs live, and I always have pretty wild, you know, kind of eccentric ensembles on stage, so it just stuck because I'm always wearing sequins.
Okay, so because it, you know, obviously I saw about visual arts, so it's not just about the music, exactly. It's about the whole visual when she's performing, which
it's
is
true.
Pretty cool. You
now
know?
I feel like I should have put on a sequin jacket. It's so far away, it's on the whole other side of the hotel room.
You know, I kind of got my sequins. I don't know if you could see that, but you could see my little sparkles on my
sparkle. Yeah,
yeah, I got my that there. So if you want, I'll just do this for the whole show.
And,
you know, we'll be all right. You know, but anyway, you started off. Did you do anything like? Because that was I am just all stumbles right now because she's done so much, and it's like I don't know exactly where to start from.
Start from the beginning, honey.
We could start from today, and I'll tell you why I'm out here in LA and what
there
I'm
you
doing.
Go. Let's go.
I want it. Hold on.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
I want to hear how you got. I want to hear
my new album, Canopy.
I want to hear how you got into music.
Okay, sure.
All the fans know your background and your history.
Okay. You got it.
Very interesting.
So I started writing songs when I was about 5 years old, actually. And, you know, like a lot of singer-songwriters, I started writing about things that were overwhelming me and, you know, being bullied at school or just not understanding when my parents wanted me to do certain things.
Who would bully her?
Honestly,
that's very kind. I was a little different, you know, a little bit left to center always. And in a school where everybody was wearing a uniform, I wasn't having it. And I would like, you know, sew things onto my uniform or like wear mismatched socks. Or, you know, I was a real rebel at 5 or 6. But the kids can be cruel. And as we all know, the parents and the teachers don't always know the right way to handle it. So I would come home and I would just bang out all these songs on the piano with my feelings. And I suppose I was kind of a, you know, indie precursor to Taylor Swift in my youth.
Wow.
And it's just kind of followed from there. I went off to college and I played the coffee houses. And then when I moved to New York, I played places like The Bitter End where Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell played. And I just, you know, kept going and got my bearings and learned to play more instruments. And now I have this phenomenal band that tours the world with me, and it's just such a gift and a real blessing that I can.
How many people are in the band?
Well, it's funny you should ask. My CD arrived in the mail today.
Oh, wow.
I was looking at the credits this morning and just so grateful that I have, you know, over a dozen phenomenal musicians playing on the album, but the core band is between 4 to 7 people on any given night.
Oh, okay.
Can you do me a favor? Can you pull that up again?
Oh, sure. There it is.
Okay. Let me explain to everybody out there.
there we go.
Artists, because this is a learning for artists.
Yeah, keep it up.
It's a little reflective. I'm sorry it's so shiny.
No, it's
I love it because that's CD, correct?
Yeah, and we have vinyl as well.
See, look. Everybody always says the streaming and the services is great. No, it is not. Mm-mm. I feel like when you have something that you could physically collect.
It's true. It's a good feeling.
More value.
I could do an unboxing for you because it just revived.
Let's go. Let's see it.
We could do it live on the air. There it goes. Super excited.
Oh my God.
Woohoo. And here we go. Here's the inside. One of my paintings says Canopy. And then these are all the beautiful team players who contributed their time and talent and energy and positivity to this project.
I like how the CD looks. On the CD real quick.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the CD is super fun.
Look at how cool that is.
Yeah, that is cool.
See that, ladies and gentlemen, is way better than looking at your phone and clicking on some virtual from digital artwork.
Old school. Love it.
Nah, that's not old school. That's classic.
That's classic.
There you go. That is what I'm striving for sure.
No, that's I do miss that. I do miss
that. And that is great marketing.
You know?
Excellent marketing on your...
It's an excuse to connect with your listeners after a show, too, and they want it signed, and you can personalize it. So it definitely brings me a lot of joy to be able to physically hold it. And I also love streaming, too, but sometimes people want different things.
Not the same, yeah. It's not the same.
Not the same when you're holding up a vinyl or reminding you back in the days of the record store.
Yeah.
And we used to go in there, look for our favorite artists.
The best.
You know, that's what we need to get back to inside music. We need to get more back into not worrying about digital. We need to get physical copies again.
Yeah.
We need to make the artist feel like an artist again.
Yeah.
Because
you can't sign a stream.
That's what it is. And you can't put it up on your wall.
And you can't put it up on your wall. You can't put it up anywhere, really.
No.
You can't put it on a t-shirt.
You're my kind of folks. You get it. I love it.
Oh, no, that's great marketing because we were actually just discussing that.
And, yeah, we were
like, vinyl, man, is coming back heavy. So now because vinyl was coming back heavy and people are seeing it, everyone's like, one debate that we had was, what about CDs? You know, we can't play in the car. Please, I still got a CD player inside the car.
Yeah.
And it's a 2000.
You can get little portable ones and they go right into your computer. Easy peasy.
There's nothing wrong with CDs.
But now, because you just showed up. Can you give me a rundown on your first time ever being in the studio and making your own record?
What a great question. I mean, my first time recording was actually with a 4-track tape recorder. that I got when I was about 13 years old. And I used to bounce tracks back and forth on it. And, you know, until there were like 50 of me singing along with myself on the piano, very Kate Bush. And then my first time in a proper recording studio, I think I was 15 years old. And my school actually brought me on a field trip with the Electronic Music Club to visit the studio. And I got to record in a real vocal booth with a beautiful vintage Neumann microphone. And I was just hooked. And I knew that this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So haven't looked back since.
No, I love it. Because, come on, an artist knows an artist.
Oh, okay.
What an artist really wants
that's,
to hear.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to argue that.
And it's not even that. It's just that she seems so passionate because she wants to tell a story. I can already see it. I love it to see the marketing already is there. I love to see, because you've been pushing yourself on radios, correct?
Yes, we have a song at radio right now. It's called Live It Up. And it's kind of a pop rock anthem in the vein of maybe old school Elton John or Sarah Bareilles, Billy Joel, that kind of thing. So it's very up-tempo, but it has a pretty deep message about just everybody getting together and getting through all of this divisiveness and, you know, enjoying this beautiful life with, you know, peace between us and love. And, you know, I'm a sophista hippie at heart. I just want
to. I love the name Sage, though. You know why? Because it reminds me of all the evil stuff clearing out the room.
Clearing.
So that's how
I take it. You know, that's how true. I indicate. When I heard it's a sage, I said, Sage? Oh, okay. Saging out all the bad stuff in the room and putting something better in light. I like that.
Yeah, but we're not putting her on fire.
I mean, she put it.
That has a special effect in a video. Actually, I made a video a couple years ago where we set a piano on fire. It was, don't worry, piano lovers. It was a piano that was past its day.
Yeah.
But we literally had a fire marshal and a bunch of firefighters on set. Oh, and God. I got to light this piano on fire. It was very dramatic and exciting.
Wow.
Fond memory.
All right. So we got to go to this song then. Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go to Live It Up by Rachel Sage.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
World premiere, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. DNA.
Getting tired of the go-to of the eye roll sneer. The way the average individual is dosing fear. Today the negativity is like an ice storm surge. I wanna be around somebody who can let clouds burst. Anything is better than denial. I wish the future wasn't such a freaking trial. The only war we have a chance of winning will be the one defended by Thanksgiving. I could be the if and you could be the and. I could be the one to help you understand there ain't no way to heaven till we get there all equal, equal. I could be the hope and possibility. You could be the one to help me turn the key. There ain't no way to glimmer through the galaxy alone, alone. So live it up with me. With a bright blue soul, someone who craving and open like a parasol. But when we come together, nothing need be simple. When we illuminate, it's everything or not at all. Anything's better than disconnect. I wish the future wasn't such a freaking train wreck. The only war we have a chance of winning will be the one defended by just living. I could be the if and you could be the and. I could be the one to help you understand there ain't no way to heaven till we get there all equal, equal. I could be the hope and possibility. You could be the one to help me turn the key. There ain't no way to glimmer through the galaxy. So live it up with me. Live it up with me. understand there ain't no way to heaven till we get there. All equal, equal. I could be the hope and possibility. You could be the one to help me turn the key. There ain't no way to clamber through the galaxy alone, alone. So live it up in me.
I love that song.
I know.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, you know,
I'm keeping my eyes closed because I'm still.
And I got my sequins on now.
I'm going to tell you what I like about you.
Okay.
Is that you are a real artist because you don't sound the same as anybody else.
Yeah, that's a better.
You might have certain influences that sure. people can hear through the lines or through the music. But with you, and I'm going to repeat this again to everybody out there listening, you do not sound like any artist. You do not sound a carbon copy. You have your own unique sound. And you know what's crazy?
What?
Kids who always got bullied at a young age, I have never seen them ever, and I'm going to say this again, people who I've seen as artists, copy people that are artists now to date because I feel like they
have their own story.
Yeah.
They have their own lane.
To me, when I'm listening to you, and I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? It's a different type of feeling because, yes, you've been bullied. You can hear an artist talk about basically no matter what, because us as artists, we talk about our life and how our life is. Even if we're not even in that period of time, we still feel that, you know, psychologically and genetically.
That's empathy for other people, of course, mm-hmm. you know, which hopefully can bring us together through music. That's the point of it all for me, really, is that those experiences you have when you're younger, and then you get through them and you get resilient and stronger, and then you can hopefully be in a position where you can go out in the world and bring some joy and uplift to other people, which is what music always did for me. So I'm just kind of trying to be part of that tradition.
Yeah. I love it.
I love it too. Can I do my critique right now?
Please.
No, because the first thing, it was like when you had said about like the tones about Sarah Bareilles and stuff like that, there is that, right? But you put your own tone to that. You know, Sarah is Sarah and you are you. You are two totally different people. And I saw this gifted way of talking with music the way you did just now. And I just closed my eyes and I was mesmerized. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's very generous. Thank you so much.
No, I just, you know, I call it like I see it, but I just think you are wonderful.
Thank you. And congratulations on your A&R excitement too. I'm so happy for you.
You're a clap.
Wonderful.
Yeah, don't give me a clap. So I don't need a clap. No, I don't need a clap. No, because if he could pay a skywriter to write A&R, Alfie, you know, like across the sky, he would have done that already.
We all need our champions. I think it's great.
I really appreciate that, you know, but thank you for that. Also, yeah. I just wanted to know, you're a 6-time Independent Music Award winning musician and producer.
Yes. It's been a wild ride all of these years making the music that I love, and then sometimes it resonates, and you know, it's a good day.
She's also a John Lennon Contest Grand Prize winner, and you've also performed at Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm. Edinburgh, yep.
Okay, and you toured globally from Japan to Berlin. Okay, so out of all the countries that you have spanned so far in your career, which is the one that has been most, for like, I don't know, what's the word? Like, You know, I'm trying to say, like,
simpatico, just where it all clicked. Yeah. I mean, I love touring all over the world, but for me, England is really my home away from home at this point. I go there really frequently, at least 2, sometimes 3 times a year. I consider London to be sort of another home base for me. I have a lot of friends and supporters and listeners there. And I'm going to be going back twice on 2 different tours in November and December, playing some really wonderful venues. And they just have such a great tradition of pop music and so much music that influenced and inspired me. So,
yeah,
make sure you tune in to 88.9 over in London.
88.9.
Oh, I'm writing that down. Excellent.
Write that down. Because with this,
we're going to be debuting over there. We have other stations as well as WWAZ 10.5.
We'll get you the list. Yes. But there's also the Cardiff.
The Cardiff, yeah.
Right.
I love Cardiff. I've toured there many times. Yeah.
Okay. We're on that station. And I believe also De Great FM. The Great FM, is that the one in London as well?
The Great FM, no, the Great FM is in Miami.
Miami, I'm sorry. You know,
let me
UK, say, Miami, you know,
there's 5 stations. 3 of them are FM, awesome. 2 of them are internet. That's okay. What we're in right now.
But we'll invite them all down to the London show at Union Chapel. We can have a big party afterwards.
You ever hear of Gold Rush Radio?
I have, yeah.
We got a show on there too.
Fantastic. World domination.
I know, Jesus Christ.
Positive vibes.
Positive vibes.
No, it's just, you know what I wanted? This show is to really make artists realize, hey, you got to get a different outlook. You can't stay in you can't stay local. You got to get international. Your audience is global.
That's true, yeah.
That's what I try to prove to everybody. They're like, oh, well, no. You're in London. You're going to hear your record in London.
Right, yeah.
And I want you to send a video to me.
Yeah, we're going to get you. We want a video of that.
Okay.
So I can laugh. Not laugh, but I can tell everybody. See? A real artist. So. That's a real artist.
Actually, my creed as a record label, independent label founder and an artist is go where the love is. Yeah. You know, listeners are listeners. And as you said, it is a global music world and landscape. So I love that.
Because what we're always talking about is that, you know, like, we're obviously based in New York, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get, like, we have an artist or whatever, and they may not do that well, let's say, in this area. But if they go to Michigan or Atlanta or Florida or California, and all of a sudden, you know, they're blowing up in those areas. And I'm sitting there going, you know, you just can't confine yourself to one metropolitan area, and that's it.
And DNA did not blow up. And I want to say this again, everybody in New York, it blew up in the Midwest.
We blew up in the Midwest.
How exciting.
Is that crazy, though?
You know, I love the Midwest.
Yeah.
So nice there and so open, I find, different kinds of music. I love touring there. Yeah. We were just in Chicago. All of that.
See? And we were just hanging out with people in Chicago online. There we go.
Shady Star Show. Make sure you tune into that.
Okay. So I want to get back. I want to get to her other song now.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's called Just Enough. Can we play that one right now?
Please.
Let's play it.
Okay. Let's do it. Today. Bobby. Can we play the song?
Just Enough.
Just Enough? Is he there?
Oh, yeah, he's there. I'm sorry. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
Just enough.
If I had my guitar, I'd play it for you live.
Oh, Jesus.
honestly, very impressed with the overall body of work.
Yeah.
So I want to see. Yeah. And it's funny because, again, I have an A&R next to me now.
Oh, here we go.
So to me, I'm kind of like, wait a minute. I'm not the expert anymore. She's the expert.
Well, I'm in New York in a few weeks. I'll send you the invite. I would love to serenade y'all in person.
Oh, okay. Great.
Where are you going to be in New York?
Yeah, we're in New York City.
The Cutting Room in New York City on October 23rd.
Cutting Room's famous.
We're ready.
Okay, go ahead. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Just Enough. Thank you.
you look in my eyes, I feel lonely. Every time that you touch my cheek, I feel numb. Every time you give me a squeeze, I feel numb. I feel love in the morning when you wake me up. Love in the middle of the day, don't stop. I feel love in the evening, fills my cup just enough. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Little seeds falling from the trees, I feel love. Butterflies flirting with the bees, I feel love. 99 Fahrenheit degrees, I feel love. I feel love in the morning when you wake me up. Love in the middle of the day, don't stop. I feel love in the evening, fills my cup just enough. Sha la 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 la. Sha la 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 la. I will wait for you to dry your tears. More than a million long years I'd wait. Open for us again. No beginning and no end to this. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. My shame, I feel love. Come on over, let me show you some love. Never over infinity, I feel love, love, love. I feel love in the morning when you wake me up. Love in the middle of the day, don't stop. I feel love like a child on a Ferris wheel. Love like the moment when you know it's real. I feel love like an eagle on a mountaintop. Love like a bottle in a soda shop. I feel love in the evening, fills my cup just enough. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
I feel love.
Oh God! You know, sing it.
It's just, you know, the ensemble, the music, the visuals, everything.
Does the visuals?
Yeah, who does all that?
Well, they're my concepts, and on this particular one, I worked with a wonderful videographer named Michael Flanagan in New York. Mm-hmm. But you know, I work with a lot of different people, and I just try to always bring that signature. Visual aesthetic, which is always going to be colorful,
right, yeah.
And a little bit sparkly, even if it's sort of a dark topic or a ballad, there's going to be something in it that represents my aesthetic as a visual artist as well as a musical performer.
Yeah,
she's like a flower child.
I like it.
I am like a flower child.
That gave me such a 70s vibe, that record. I love it. That visual gave me a 70s vibe.
That's what I'm going for, like neo 70s vibe.
Yeah, I was like,
it's the little subtleness in the video and stuff like that. But at that certain point when you just hear the clap, clap, you know what I'm talking about?
It was a great group of people too. I really made a point to try to get, you know, a lot of just diverse, wild, creative characters on set that day. And I knew that when we got together, we'd make some magic. So,
you know, the electric. And then I saw the electric guitar, and then she was the one who was playing it. I was like, sure. Oh my God. What other instruments do you play? I mean, I know you play piano.
Yeah, piano, guitar, percussion, a few other things, but those are the main ones.
Oh, wow. She's like, imagine trying me trying to get on a good electric guitar.
Okay, you know? If we all did everything, none of us would have any work, right?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But, you know.
I'm going to ask you two real quick about this right here.
Oh, okay. See, because he saw my little notes over here.
All right.
Because you are a, wait, where is it? Okay. Billboard charting single, Blue Sky Days. So tell us a little bit about that one.
Sure. Yeah, that was a few years ago. And it was a song that I wrote about hope and gratitude. And, you know, this may be something that will resonate with some of your listeners. Mm-hmm. I actually was going through a cancer experience at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was just getting through the other side of it and finally getting enough sort of strength and, you know, more of myself back to feel like I could write a song again. And I was seeing the end of that process, and the hope and the resilience and the joy was just flowing through me. So it was a very meaningful song for me.
That's why I see she's a big advocate for the Foundation for Women's Cancer.
Yes, and this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So for all the ladies out there,
you gotta
take care of yourselves.
Yeah, actually, right now, from our studio across the street, there's a breast cancer
awareness
motorcycle thing going on over there. Like, oh my God, there's, I don't know. I saw about what, like maybe 80 to 100 motorcycles across the street, and there's a band playing, and you know, everybody's wearing pink, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I love that. Everybody was wearing pink on my flight over to LA, and I thanked them and, you know, gave them all a hug. So
I didn't have pink on today, but I meant to wear pink, but I don't have pink.
Okay.
No, but that's not, and you also for Why Hunger and National Network for Youth.
Yes, Why Hunger is exactly what it sounds like. It's an organization that addresses hunger nationwide. And Jen Chapin, who is the daughter of Harry Chapin, spearheads those efforts. And we did a compilation a few years ago on my record label that benefited that charity.
Right.
And then the National Network for Youth helps youth homeless.
Okay.
And it's obviously an enormous problem, not only in our city and our state, but all over the country. So, you know, any chance I can help in some way as a musician, of course, I'm going to try to do that.
Yes. No, I love it.
No, she does a lot of,
you know. That's very great. You know what? And this is something that artists don't realize. When the community is behind you, it's so much more easier.
Right. Yeah.
That's you true. Know?
And when you're behind the community, listen, it works both ways. I mean, obviously, you all know what you're doing is helping artists. You're helpers. So we get so much by helping other people, right? It's like a circle. So.
Yeah, it's a good circle.
I just love watching people that are advocates, because I'm a fellow advocate. And I love watching people.
And he was an advocate for bullying.
Oh, wow.
And he created his own foundation called Ask Myself.
And became national.
Mm-hmm.
That's extraordinary. I think
I should, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, when I heard that you were bullied, I was bullied too.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sorry, man. But look how great you turned out. And
listen,
turned that poison into medicine, as they say, right?
We won. Because you know why? We're different. It's cool to be different.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. That's why I'm saying I watched so many kids that were bullied become superstars.
Yeah.
Become better at what they do. Because again, we realized at a young age, and I don't know if you felt this, we had to work harder than everybody else for exception.
That's what
makes us so driven and so dry. It's not to prove ourselves, is that we went through all of that stuff these people haven't gone through, right? So it made us 10 times stronger.
Yeah.
And that's why we work even harder.
Yeah.
You become very comfortable with yourself. You have to kind of be your own best friend and believe in yourself and get yourself through. So
exactly.
Now tell us more about, because she has her own record label, this woman.
Ooh, okay. Entrepreneur.
Impress Records.
That's right. Yeah.
So it's okay. So give us how you started that up.
Sure. Well, you know, I've been making demos since I was a little kid. And even when my voice wasn't really where it needed to be, I was just doing it. And I think one of the things that's always fueled me is I wanted to make my own mistakes and learn from them. So there were major labels who kind of swooped in when I would do showcases in New York and offered me deals. And I had a deal on the table with Interscope, you know, in my teens. But I was so nervous to kind of give up all of that creative power, in effect, to a bunch of virtual strangers who seem to have a lot of big ideas about what I should do, what I should wear, what I should eat, how I should talk, how I should sing. And it just, you know, I think in a certain way, it made me so anxious. And that was the biggest blessing, because it prompted me to want to do it myself. I saw examples of people doing that in, you know, in the indie marketplace. And I thought, well, how hard could this be? Ha, ha, ha. Little did I know. But, you know, I've been running Empress for a long time now. And we do have other artists on the label too, just a handful. It's sort of a boutique passion of mine. But yeah, it's been an amazing way to hold the reins and create the art that I want to create and also learn to navigate the business. So I don't have any regrets about it. And it's very exciting.
How does it feel to be an indie label that is basically an indie major? Because if you're touring all across the globe, that is not an indie. That's an indie major.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you should say that. We are actually distributed by Virgin Universal. So we are allied with major distribution. But, you know, the day-to-day operations, the decision-making about the music, the packaging, the art that I'm able to include, just completely, you know, that buck stops with me. But I also try to surround myself with a wonderful roundtable of individuals I respect. You know, I have a fantastic label manager I've been working with for many years, a phenomenal tour manager who also helps with promotions, you know, and just a lot of peers who graciously offer advice and field different questions for me as I go along. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's really hard and I don't get a lot of sleep. But at the end of the day, I know that, you know, these decisions have been my own and I'm learning and just trying to rise to the occasion all the time.
Okay. That's what I mean.
That is something so beautiful. But listen.
Yes, sir.
Everybody where they can find you.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. RachelSage.com is my website. And I'm on all the socials, Instagram and Facebook and Blue Sky. And I spell my name R-A-C-H-A-E-L. Sage.
Right. That's good. I mean, I really appreciate you. You are just a whirlwind right now for me. And I appreciate you so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate you guys.
But stay tuned to us, okay? We're going to further. But appreciate you so much, Rachel. Thank
Definitely.
You so much.
We need a part two, sweetie.
We need a part two.
Yay. We'll hang out in the city.
There you go. Yeah, I have your number. You're going to have mine now. So we'll keep in touch, okay?
So everybody out there, big shout out to
Rachel Sage, baby.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being on the show. To My everybody pleasure. Out there, you already know this is DNA, and we'll be back next week. Bye, everybody. Bye.